I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to a special bonus episode of Must Have Seen TV, an update on my life and the podcast edition. The podcast is still happening. I am just currently in the process of moving, and all of my attempts at getting the next episode up have been thwarted by boxes and stress. But I wanted to hop on and do a quick bonus episode just because I couldn't let the passing of Bill Daley go unremarked upon, and I don't want to wait until I get the next episode up, which is going to be George and Leo, Bob Newhart's late 90s sitcom, so it is kind of appropriate. If you don't know, if you haven't listened to some of the past episodes, Bill Daley was Major Roger Healy on I Dream of Jeannie, and then more importantly to me, he was Howard Borden on the Bob Newhart Show, and he just passed away at the age of 91 just a few days ago. It was really, I don't know, it's not shocking. When you know someone is 91, you know that they aren't going to be around for much longer, and it's just really sad to lose someone, especially knowing that he actually passed a few days prior and the family didn't let it be known until a couple of days later. But I just want to talk about how much he means to me as a fan of television. I guess I can do the awkward thing of reading a thing that I wrote on my Facebook page that I also shared on Twitter at Brett White, if you want to go there. This probably sums it up. But the people you see on TV when you're a kid, they stick with you. You're impressionable then, and everything on that glowing box is pretty wondrous. I would watch whatever was on. The TV was never off, which, thank God, considering what I do and want to do for a living, you know? And that meant that after 7 p.m. Central, the TV was always on Nick at Night. So that's where I first saw Bill Daley as Major Roger Healy on I Dream of Jeannie. And I was obsessed with Jeannie as a kid. Like, I was into the mythology level obsessed. I remember being super excited that I was finally going to get to see the episode that bridged Jeannie as just a genie and Jeannie as the genie wife. I was an 8-year-old, very into continuity, obviously. And Bill on that show, like, obviously I had a very big I didn't know they were crushes at the time on Larry Hagman and Bill Daley. In that show, they're handsome, funny men in uniforms, so duh. But Roger was always the cool one, the one that was tangential to the action, that got to make the jokes and be a bit more sly, and he was my favorite person on that show. Then later on in college, I got super into the Bob Newhart Show, and I'm talking scheduling my college courses so I could watch TV Land in the morning level of into. And there Bill was again, playing a totally different character, although one that was still in uniform. Howard Borden, the flighty navigator, a guy who only knew one direction, right into Bob and Emily's apartment. He was weirder on that show, but he excelled at the bizarre asides that writers would give him, and his physicality was so messily precise, too. The way he'd lope around and twiddle his fingers, and he delivered his lines the only way Bill Daley could. Also in college, I discovered Match Game, and Bill was a fixture of that show during its later years, especially the syndicated post-Richard Dawson years, where he became one of the many men to fill that seat. That's where I got to see Bill the man, a man just as puzzling as Howard and charming as Roger, and so clueless about the game, yet sincere and sweet, just a genuinely straightforward, good dude. And it's really rare to have TV personalities be such a fixture for so much of your life. I type this, I say this, I read this, as a guy that still watches Bob and Match Game fairly regularly. And it's even rarer for a person to be such a major part of three shows that have been, at one point or another, your favorite show. Bill's that guy, a gentle goofball, did the thankless support work, and deserves every bit of thanks that he's getting now in his passing. It breaks my heart that he wasn't on TV much, or at all, for the last 20 years, when he would have been such a killer guest star. I mean, can you imagine him playing Nick's granddad on New Girl, or something like that? Come on. But maybe he didn't want that. Maybe he was fine, he was comfortable, that he did great work. I mean, so many generations laugh on so many shows. I mean, how many people are on one successful show, let alone three? He was a fixture of so much of my life. I guess I just wanted to have more Bill Daly content in the 21st century. But even so, he's still a part of my life and TV history. Thanks, Bill, for making me laugh as a kid and as an adult, and someday as an old man. Man, yeah. He's just great. I've spent the last couple days, you know, watching old episodes of Bob and also going on YouTube and finding just crazy clips of him. It's really cool to see that he was still going and doing comic conventions and doing panels with Barbara Eden, doing Genie memory panels, like remembrance panels, up until 2014. Like, that's crazy. Then there's also wild things, like there's a Water Genie commercial he did in the 80s where it's Bill Daly hawking a water filtration system, but it ends with him on the phone going, "Hi, Bob. No, let me tell you about this water purification." So it's Bill Daly trying to convince Bob Newhart to buy water purifiers. There's another clip from the game show Card Sharks where he's going up against Marsha Wallace as Bob Newhart's show co-host, and he, like, plays the game wrong. He doesn't know the rules, doesn't play it right, but it still ends up winning, and the audience is just shocked, and Marsha, like, her jaw drops. It's great. He just seemed like the sweetest, kindest, goofiest guy. And when you read interviews that people have of him around that time, around the taping of the Bob Newhart show, they would just, like, not know what to make of him in a great way. Like, there are bloopers of Suzanne Plachette and Bob just looking at him and laughing because they didn't know, like, why he was standing that way, why he was walking that way, why he had that look on his face. And then when they would ask, like, where'd you come up with that walk? And he'd be like, "What? That's my walk. I'm not doing anything." I also love the fact that he comes from, you know, improv and stand up in the 50s, which is where he met Bob in Chicago. They were friends in the 50s. I listened to an interview where he talked about how he first met Bob Newhart at a Halloween party where Bob came as Leonardo da Vinci, but he had a Mona Lisa under one arm that was half paint by numbers, like a half completed paint by numbers Mona Lisa. And Bill was like, "I have to meet this guy." And so they were friends in the stand-up scene in the 50s and 60s. And then Bill Daly also worked as a stage manager at a local TV station that Bob, I think, did news reports from. Bob had like a man-on-the-street gig, I guess, during his accounting years after. But they were like old friends. And it's just really, I just really like learning more about that long life. Yeah. So anyway, thank you, Bill, for everything. Please go back and listen to the I Dream of Genie episodes, and then we also have two Bob Newhart Show episodes that you can go back, scroll through, and listen to and hear me actually talk about his work in the moment. Update on the podcast, I will be getting back. I have three episodes taped, and they are George and Leo, which is Bob Newhart and Judd Hirsch's late 90s sitcom, which you can actually watch that episode on YouTube on the Must Have Seen TV YouTube page. So go there and you can watch three episodes that I personally purchased and personally digitized for the culture, for everyone to be able to finally watch. Then after that, I have episodes about The Andy Griffith Show and Family Matters coming up that are both bonkers. They involve goats and space travel, so you know they're gonna be crazy. And part of the thing to look forward to is the fact that I'm moving into a new space that I have my fingers crossed is gonna be a lot more conducive to recording. I'm actually planning my new office with recording in mind, so maybe the episodes might sound a little better, and also maybe they'll be I'll get back on a weekly or more than weekly, because I want to catch up on all the missed months I've had and still aim to release, I don't know, 40 episodes this year. I'm putting that out there into the universe. I'm also turning my office into a vintage television hangout pad, so you'll be seeing pictures of that. I just bought a 1986 Zenith television that I'm picking up later today that I plan on hooking up to an Apple TV and watching old shows on an old television that way. You'll see pictures of all that, possibly even as new podcast start. I have had in my mind an idea for like rebranding and actually like trying to go at this a lot more seriously than I have the past year and a half. So it's all going to happen. I just have to get all of my stuff into the new place and then get it all put up and have the time to do all the things. But until then, so go to Must Have Seen TV on Twitter, and I'm going to post links to all the Bill Daly stuff that I just mentioned. And please talk to me. You can talk to me on Twitter at Must Have Seen TV, or you can email musthaveseentv@gmail.com. You can leave iTunes reviews for, you know, the episodes that aren't coming out. So maybe I should hold off begging people for iTunes reviews when there's actually something weekly to review. So sorry. If you missed the show, let me know. I would love to hear literally anything from anyone so that I'm not just shouting into the void. But until then, hopefully the George and Leo episode will be out in the next week and a half. Fingers crossed. And go listen to those old I Dream of Jeannie and Bob Newhart Show episodes so you can hear me talk about Bill Daly as he definitely wants to be remembered, which is as the greatest weirdo in sitcom history. And thanks y'all for listening, and I'll see you later on Must Have Seen TV.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.